Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Barbaro Garby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Randy O'Neill. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to third for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Gantner scores. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Brewers. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a fly ball into left field. Garvey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field. Gibson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Gantner scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 8-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Molitor scores. It's 9-1, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's 10-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 11-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Doug Baer now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Simmons scores. Ogilvie moves to third. Riles moves to second. It's 12-1, Brewers. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie scores. Riles moves to third. Schroeder moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Brewers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Garvey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bergman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with bare covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing shortstop. Doug Flynn now playing second base. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Householder hits a fly ball towards left. Garby settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Garby. Householder moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins catches it and throws to second to double up Householder. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is 0 for 2 in the game. Garbi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Garbi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Alejandro Sanchez now playing center field. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flynn moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flynn moves to third. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Flynn scores. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. It's 14-3, Brewers. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-3 in the game. Garby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 14-4, Brewers. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garby moves to second. Alejandro Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Sanchez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 14, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.